remineralization of the enamel. So you get like a smoother, whiter tooth surface.
All right.
Did that sound too robot-y?
Welcome back to another episode of Formula Girls. Thank you, everyone, for joining us. I'm Megan Gibson, Marketing Coordinator, and I'm here with Molly McHenry.
Hello.
Our Personal Care Applications Manager. And today we are talking about formulation number 4054, the Brightening Tooth Powder. This formulation was part of a prototype kit that we did recently, the Oral Care, which was really fun and different. This formulation features Shuganate 160 Dry, which is sodium lauryl glucosides, hydroxypropylsulfonate, and colonial betanat, which is it betaine or betaine?
Betaine.
Betaine. This formulation is a gray loose powder, and so it's not like your traditional toothpaste, which is a wet paste-like consistency. When you were putting this formulation together, was it challenging to go from traditional toothpaste-like consistency to a powder?
It's actually not a huge jump to go from the paste to the powder form, because the toothpaste doesn't actually contain a whole lot of water. You really just need to remove the small water portion and make everything more concentrated, replace any liquids with their dry counterparts. So replacing the surfactant with the liquid surfactant with a dry surfactant, replacing the glycerin with, in this case, we're using the betaine, which is different from cocamidopropyl betaine. This is kind of like the original betaine. It's 100% natural and has moisturizing properties.
Okay.
So really just like taking out that small liquid content and making everything more concentrated, you end up with this powder version.
Yeah. Now, with this powder version, do you still get that same foam that you would get with a regular toothpaste?
Yeah, so we are using the Shuganate 160 Dry, like you said, as the surfactant, and that's what's giving the foam in here. So the 160 Dry is basically just the 160 NC, but in powder form. Okay. So, you know, we saw that in the other typical toothpaste.
Right. And,
you should get the same foaming power here that you do in those.
Okay. So when you were putting this formulation together, did you run into any challenges? Can you kind of describe your process?
I mean, it's really easy to put together as far as like the procedure goes, because all of the ingredients do come in a powder form or a crystalline form, except for the mint flavor.
Okay.
So you do have to incorporate a small amount of that liquid, that mint liquid. But other than that, you're just mixing together dry ingredients.
Is it fairly easy to incorporate that mint flavor to the powder?
Yes, yes, I would say so.
Okay. So one of the features of this formulation is that it's sulfate free. So what made you choose to use the Shuganate 160 Dry in this one?
Yeah, so a lot of typical toothpastes that have sulfates in them to create foam, that sulfate can be a little irritating. Some sulfate-free formulas will use cocamidopropyl betaine, but that can taste bad.
Okay.
So the Shuganate 160 Dry is sulfate-free, non-irritating. You still get good foam and doesn't have a bad flavor.
Right.
And the 160 Dry is the powder version of our Shuganate 160 NC.
Okay.
So, you know, we want to use powder ingredients in the tooth powder. And we've done a lot of testing on the Shuganate 160 NC for, you know, a lot of safety testing to use it in a variety of applications. For the oral care specifically, it was put through two in vitro tests. These are non-animal tests. It's the epi-oral and the epi-gingival. Mm-hmm. And in both of those, it was shown to be non-irritating. We tested it at 4% as supplied, as well as just completely undiluted, 100%. And it was found to be non-irritating at both levels. So the 160 Dry, again, is the dried down version. So you should be able to expect similar results.
Okay.
But of course, our testing does not replace any in-product safety testing.
Mm-hmm. So what is really doing the scrubbing in this formulation?
Yes, good question. We have two products in here from Omia. The calcium carbonate is the main abrasive that's doing, you know, the cleaning. Mm-hmm. And then they also have this Omeadent 100 OG, and that is good for remineralization of the enamel. So you get like a smoother, whiter tooth surface.
All right.
Earlier you said that you took out the glycerin for this formulation. Is that where the Colonial Betanat comes in?
Yeah, so because the glycerin is liquid, that did have to come out, but we do have the Colonial Betanat in there, which is the natural betaine, and that does have moisturizing properties. It's an osmolite, so it adjusts to moisture loss and balances hydration. So that makes it potentially good in oral care for dry mouth relief, and there have been studies that have shown as much.
Yeah, okay. That's good. I actually got to try this one, which was fun, because I had never tried a tooth powder before. I've only used your traditional toothpaste, and I thought it tasted pretty good. I didn't really get much of a bad taste at all from the betaine.
How did you go about it? Did you wet your toothbrush and dip it into the powder? Yeah. Did you sprinkle it on?
I did. I dipped it. I thought about that for a second because I thought, you know, you use your toothbrush over and over again. Am I introducing anything back into this? But then I thought, you know, I'm the only one that uses my toothbrush. And it worked good. I just get it wet. And, I mean, it picked up a good amount of product. It was a perfect amount. And I thought that I got a good foam. I didn't, you know, feel like it was lacking. And I've used this several times. And one of the times that I noticed, you know, okay, you know, this is, you know, foaming pretty good is, I don't know if you notice this, after you brush your teeth, after eating popcorn, to me, it seems like it lessens that foam of toothpaste. I don't know what it is. There's a couple of times where I'm like, I need to brush my teeth again. But this one didn't do that. And that's the first thing I thought. I was like, wow, okay. Because usually after eating popcorn, I'm like, okay, this is going to, it usually makes the toothpaste just feel like watery. I don't know
if it's
something they're putting on the popcorn or whatever, but yeah, it did really well. I really enjoyed it.
What'd you think about the charcoal that was in there?
I liked it. It's a really cool little light gray color. It tasted good.
I can't decide if I'm freaked out by the color or not, but like the charcoal toothpaste are so popular now.
No, it didn't bother me. I've used your traditional toothpaste before with had like a charcoal little strip of it in there. Mm-hmm. And so it was gray, so it was not really foreign.
Familiar,
but
yeah.
But I enjoyed it, and I really liked the taste of it. I really like the sweet taste of it.
Yeah, we've got the stevia in there as the sweetener, so that's, you know, sugar free and an alternative to the artificial saccharin that's used in a lot of toothpaste. And then also you've got the mannitol in there, which is a sugar alcohol. So that's offering some sweetening.
Okay.
It's also, you know, supposed to be safe for teeth.
Good.
Xylitol is also used a lot here, but the mannitol is supposed to be more anti-caking. So good for a powder.
Yeah. Well, I want to thank everyone again for joining us. This concludes this episode. And as always, it is available for download by visiting our website at colonialchem.com/formulations. It is intended for use as a starting formula and may be modified as needed. Colonial Chemical does not guarantee exact results, but we are ready to help you in any way. Thank you, guys.